T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, The Drive on KFH. We will not be here tomorrow. We're giving way to college basketball, American Athletic Conference tournament, back on Friday. 869-1240, Eric Berry released by the Kansas City Chiefs. Not a surprising move, sort but a little of, bit of a sad one.
Yeah, I was surprised when I heard. I know they'd signed Tyrann Mathieu, and now Eric Berry will go to the Browns and hope to resurrect.
Maybe the Raiders will pick him up.
Good. They added, who'd they add today? Tyrell Williams. Suddenly he got a lot of offense in the AFC West.
I'm telling you, the Raiders are coming.
They'll be better, no doubt.
You got one huge big-time receiver.
Tyrell Williams
is a very good number two. And then that their number three receiver become I read about this today.
Jordy?
No, Jordy will be down the pecking order a little bit.
Too bad.
But
he had a nice run.
He'll be serviceable.
Yeah,
good stuff.
He'll catch 30 balls next
good
year.
Good stuff happening in Oakland. All right, it's time for Top 10 Wednesday. Favorite athletes from the 60s for me, from the 90s for Jeff. And if you want to participate with your favorite athletes from a particular decade that means a lot to you, we'd love to hear about it. I could have gone 70s, but I was kind of I wanted to do 60s because my love for sports started in 1960.
Well, there you go. And we're certain who number one will be. Probably you're certain who will be my number one also.
I just hope it's not all Indians players.
Not. I got one Indian to represent the entire group.
That's it?
To represent the entire.
Well, I know who number one will be.
There are a couple of other guys who played for the Indians. And that's kind of
number one is inexplicable for you.
Why?
Just never understood it. Don't get it. Never got it. Will never
really?
Understand. Nope.
Well, you're not thinking of the right number one then.
Oh, I'm thinking of the right number one.
No, you're not.
Number 10 on your list, favorite athletes from the 1990s.
Hard-hitting Mark
really?
Witten.
The former Cardinal.
Him. And former Indian. I was thrilled.
Yeah, but
he was an Indian earlier in his career. I was thrilled when he came back, probably like 1998, I would guess, or 99. Didn't do much for us then, but I saw a game live when he batted. Just loved it.
What year was it, 94 when he hit 4 home runs?
93 or 94.
93. I was listening to that game on the radio and heard all 4 of them.
I know.
With the great Jack Buck. And that's what he's most known for, Mark Witten.
That's pretty much all he's known
for. Now, he's
for.
Passed away, has he not?
Mark Witten?
Check that out
no.
for us. Check that out. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
He's alive.
I don't know. I would stake my reputation.
Well, your reputation is over then. He's alive and well, 52 years old.
Really?
If Mark Witten had died, I wouldn't be doing this show.
By golly, he is alive.
I'd be absolutely devastated.
Thank goodness. I thought the kid had, I don't know. Number 9 on your list.
Number 9 is Latrell Sprewell.
Remember
when I liked him?
Now that's,
pre-Knicks.
That's a guy that was.
But that was when I was a Warriors guy.
Latrell Sprewell, loose cannon.
Yeah, but I didn't know that when I was 9 or 8.
And favorite athletes from the 90s. So far, we're off to an inauspicious
Mark
start.
Mark Witten and Latrell.
Number 8.
Latrell Sprewell was one of my first favorite NBA players.
Let's look at Mark Witten. I want to go back and look at him. 25 homers, 99 RBIs for the Cardinals in 1993. And never approach those kinds of numbers again. That was by far
season.
Yeah, but he had 849 OPS. I guess he had an 848 OPS with the in 1996 with the Phillies and the Braves. But the kid had a great year. 99 RBIs, the next most he ever had in a season was 71.
We absolutely stole Mark Clark and Juan Andujar from you for that in that trade.
Mark Clark had a bright future, but that never panned out.
I'm pretty sure I saw him pitch live. I can't remember if it was for the Cardinals or the Indians, though.
Mark Clark, how about that name?
That's a fun name. He was about as interesting as that name.
Are we? Number eight, your favorite athletes from the 90s?
Number eight, another former Indian, but I liked him when he was a Rocky and also when he was with the Giants, a guy I always wanted to get, and then we did, Ellis Burks.
Ellis Burks makes your list of favorite athletes from the 90s.
Absolutely. Loved him.
He was a good player.
For a long time. He played till he was
39. And he had good years outside of just his years in Colorado. Well, those were his best years.
Yeah, but...
If you're a hitter, why wouldn't you sign with Colorado?
He went to the Giants and had had 2 good years for the Indians. What do you mean he was okay? 31 home runs in 99. 32 in 2002 for the Tribe, and he hit .301 at age 37. Mm. So, yeah, good player.
Number seven on your list, favorite athletes of the 90s.
Was sad to see him go back to Boston in his career. Number seven, Gary Sheffield. Another guy.
You like all just
another guy pre-volatility with the Brewers is when I kind of caught on with Gary Sheffield. Remember those days when I was enamored?
I remember Gary Sheffield.
Of course,
that's who he broke in with, wasn't
Milwaukee,
it? The Brewers.
Yes.
Then he played with the Braves for a little while.
Played with just about everybody.
He
Marlins,
was on every team:
Tigers, Yankees, Mets. I think.
So Gary Sheffield makes Tommy. If we were doing this list for you, would you do the 70s or the 80s? Or when was your formative year? 70s? Well, that would preclude Denny McClain from being on your list. Number six, favorite athlete.
Number six, Shaquille O'Neal. Kind of liked him or later in his career when he was with the Lakers. I know some of that was in the 90s, but I docked him
because
I wasn't completely on board.
He's that old? How old is Shaq?
Probably 50. No, he's probably...
Well, he played in the 90s, right? That's where we're doing the 90s.
Right.
How old is Shaq?
Shaq's, hold on, he's 47.
Man. He didn't play in the 80s.
No.
Okay,
but
you
I'm
said
saying
that.
I wasn't on board with him when he came in with the Magic, so I docked him because he went to the Lakers, and a lot of those best years were in the early 2000s, and then he bumped around with several teams.
Shaquille O'Neal makes your list at number six. We're talking favorite athletes of a particular decade in our formative.
Man, I should have put Penny Hardaway on my list.
Number five on your list.
Because I love Penny.
What did you think when you saw him here at
I've been fixated.
Why didn't you go over
and
introduce yourself? Well,
how was I going to do that?
After the game?
I had to get to the post-game show.
Well, you put that off. You're scared of people.
No, I'm not. I'd love to meet Penny.
You didn't shake Bob McAdoo's hand.
He didn't notice I was there, so who cares?
Who cares?
You know what, Bob McAdoo? Screw him.
Really?
No, I shouldn't have even said that.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I was joking.
Is that trying to get some fandom on
no,
radio?
No, but he didn't. He
did
didn't,
that for
he
a brief second
me.
In your brain. Did you think that was going to be funny?
It's pretty funny, but I just shouldn't
it's
have said it.
It's not funny. And it's rude.
Well, it's rude for him not to say, hey, bud, hey, young buck.
It's not his job
he
to come out.
He should have said, hey, young buck, what's up?
And you
up?
Think that's funny? None of this is funny.
Hey,
no wonder people don't listen.
Hey, young buck, that's funny.
Dumb. Number five on your list.
Number five.
Favorite athletes of the 90s.
Gary Payton, the glove.
I don't have anything.
Really? Did a song called Living Legal and Large, came out on a rap
Good
album.
Good enough player. Just kind of a nondescript guy.
Nondescript?
To me. I'm sorry.
He was the best defensive player in the league.
I didn't watch the game for defense. I watched
and
the
he,
game.
Well, he scored two, and he was a trash talker. He was one of the most charismatic. He was in Eddie.
For some reason, I didn't connect with Gary Payton. I don't know why.
He wasn't in your wheelhouse.
That's strange to
Played
me.
Played 91 to 07. Won a ring. Nine-time
You'd
All-Star.
You'd think I'd have been a big Gary Payton guy.
Hall of Fame. I mean, what do you mean?
I don't know. It just didn't work for me.
The glove.
Number four on your list of athletes from the 90s that you admired.
Probably my favorite baseball player all time, not an Indian, all non-Indian baseball player. Eric the Red, they called him. Eric Davis.
Eric Davis. Did you see him when he played for the Wichita Arrows at all?
No, I did not.
What year would that have been?
Well, I don't know. 83?
Were you even alive?
82, 81? He wouldn't have played for the Arrows.
Oh, he played for the Arrows.
84.
After they were Cincinnati Reds.
After he had already broken into the big leagues.
Remember now, the Arrows came along, and when they came back, when the Arrows were born in 1970, they were an Indians farm team. Not too long after that, I think just after a couple years, they switched over to the Cubs. And they were also the AAA farm club of the Reds, the Rangers, and the Expos in their 15-year existence. So they were affiliated with five different organizations in 15 years.
Listen to this year.
No, wait a minute.
I'm talking about Eric Davis.
I'm on a situation where I'm explaining
1987. Eric Davis, 37 home runs, 100 RBIs, 50 steals, 84 walks, gold glover, silver slugger. Unbelievable season for Eric Davis in 87. Worth eight
Where
wins.
Where are we?
Who we got? Anybody?
No, number four on your list.
That was number four.
I've lost interest.
Number three, Cedric Ceballos.
I thought he'd be number one. That's way too high for a guy that never did anything.
What do you mean he never did anything?
He never did anything. He wasn't a good player. There was nothing to Cedric Ceballos.
What do you mean he wasn't a good player?
That's what I mean. He wasn't a good player.
Yes, he was.
No, he was an average guy.
He averaged 21.7 points.
For a team that was terrible.
For a playoff team, 21.2 points the next year. And then they started jacking with him, trading him to Phoenix. Then he went to Dallas. Out of the league by age 31.
Number two on your list.
Jalen Rose.
And number one.
Really? We can't talk.
No, I'm tired of talking. You don't
Jaylen?
Let me talk about.
Well, we're doing my list. Talk about the Wichita Arrows when you're
doing
your
list.
People
want to know about the Wichita Arrows more than they want to hear Eric Davis's stats from 1990 or whatever.
It was 1987.
Whatever you gave. That's
one of the great seasons in the history of baseball, and it's fascinating to me.
So who's your number one? Let me guess. Carlos Baerga.
Carlos Baerga? You know who my number one is.
Who is it? Kenny Lofton.
Thank you.
Why isn't it Carlos Baerga?
Because he was traded in like 96.
Yeah, he's a dang good Indian.
Why isn't it
Roberto Alomar?
Because he was barely an Indian for like 3 years.
Why isn't it Albert Bell or Jim Thome?
Guys were traded. Kenny Lofton ended his career with the Indians.
Well,
didn't start it with the Indians.
I think that's a fairly unexciting list that you just put together.
I love my list. I thought it was fantastic.
Let's see what the reaction to that list is on Twitter. I'm saying nothing.
Nobody's
not a phone call, not a tweet.
Yeah, but it wouldn't
that
it be boring.
That didn't do
Michael
anything.
Jordan, Greg Maddux. That's boring.
What's boring about it?
That's easy. Easy to pick
but
Michael
these,
Jordan.
If they're really your favorite.
I get it, but have a favorite that not everyone else is your favorite, you know?
Well, in the 60s, I was the age of 5 to the age of 14. So some of mine are going to be obvious. But they are responsible for creating my love of sports. Do you understand
that? I get it.
I'm not trying to be trendy. I'm not trying to go outside the box. I'm going to be picking athletes from the 60s who defined a decade.
Right, but I think it's more fun to root for guys that not everyone is on the
bandwagon.
You
didn't at that time.
Yeah, I did. I always have.
What about when did Keyshawn Johnson play?
In the 90s.
Weren't you a big fan of Keyshawn?
I guess. I don't know. Hard to remember that far back.
The reason you got
the guys
a
I liked were Darnay Scott from the Bengals, Torrance Small from the Saints. Those were my guys back in the day. I even started calling myself Torrance Darnay.
Tom, who would be your number one from your era of the 70s, let's say? It'd have to be a Tiger, right? Or a Red Wing? Huh. I'm curious to know who that would be.
I almost put Barry
Al
on my Kaline list.
Would be from the 60s, correct? You almost put Barry Bonds on your list.
No, Barry Sanders. And, of course,
why
Barry
wouldn't
Bonds.
You put Barry Sanders?
Not sure. Just
What is it that you have against Barry Sanders?
I don't have anything against
no,
Barry
really.
Sanders. I love
what
Barry
was the
Sanders.
Recent argument we had?
I just
debate?
Wasn't a huge football fan in the 90s.
What was the recent debate we had about Barry Sanders?
I don't
that
remember.
That you kind of weren't really that enthused about him.
Oh, was he a global nationwide star? And I said no, he's more just of a Detroit star.
Dumbest statement ever. I got to remember that. I hope Max that you save that statement. So that
why does Max need to save it?
Well, I just think it needs to be played time and time again in Barry Sanders.
A lot of
Sanders,
people agreed with me.
In Barry Sanders' hometown, to say that Barry Sanders, not a national star.
He wasn't.
Do you know how dumb
what
that
commercial
sounds?
Did he do that would have got reached Madison Avenue?
Do you know how
Avenue?
Many people tuned in to watch the Lions that otherwise would not have paid any attention? Do you know how much
not
they were
many.
On television because of Barry Sanders?
What was his Q rating? I'm saying he didn't get to the
I don't
the
care
coasts.
What your Q rating is when you're the greatest running back to ever live.
Mm.
There's no comparison.
Of course that's how
you
we
can,
feel here.
No, that's
but
how
it didn't it didn't
you
reach.
You know what, Max? Call a random number in Poughkeepsie, New York. I don't care who it is. We're going to ask them who the greatest running back in history is. And their answer is going to be Barry Sanders.
No, it's not.
We could call any. We could get a group of
call
fans.
Somebody.
We could get a group of fans together.
In Wichita, of course.
No, all over.
No.
And say, what do you remember about Barry Sanders? Well, he's the
not
greatest
much.
Running
played
back
the,
ever.
Played for the Lions.
You think that would be the answer? Not
yeah.
much?
Right. We could get 10 words in, and the word Scott Mitchell would be uttered, I guarantee you. Before the third sentence was over, someone would mention it. Hey,
how disrespectful. I mean, seriously.
It's not disrespectful. It's the
it's
truth.
It's so disrespectful to a phenomenal
The
athlete.
NFL fandom wasn't the way it was, where every team was just locked in on by the media. It was the Detroit Lions in the 90s when they weren't winning anything.
Here's Jonathan from Poughkeepsie. What do you have, Jonathan? What's the weather like in Poughkeepsie today?
Barry Sanders, never heard of him. Anyway... I've got three athletes from the 80s that we need to talk about.
Go for it.
One spans time, and he competed in the 80s, so I'm going to count him. And that's going to be the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus. Nobody, Tiger Woods, nobody transcended the game of golf like Jack Nicklaus.
All right.
Number two, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, thank you. These are your favorites, okay?
And there's one. It has to be the Hick from French Lick.
Yeah, well, if we're doing the 80s, Larry Bird's right there, too. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate that. That's three interesting ones.
Not bad.
Here's Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
I didn't know I was allowed to pick wrestlers. Go ahead, Kyle.
Just heard the conversation about Barry Sanders. Jeff, you are right. Not the best running back of all time.
Oh, however, Kyle.
Still, however, Bob, still one of the, he was a national star back in the 90s. Everybody tuned in to watch him. Most exciting running back probably ever? Yes. Best? Probably not.
Who's your pick for best? Sure.
Probably Walter Payton would probably be one. Marcus Allen probably is in there too. Emmitt Smith was one of the best.
Emmitt Smith.
Like I say, Barry Sanders probably a top seven guy.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I love it, Kyle.
Kyle, this
taking all
the worst,
heat off me.
That's the worst call ever, and Kyle hung up knowing it's the worst call ever. I didn't even. Here's Russ. Russ, bring some sanity to the show, please. Okay.
I spent most of my life in Seattle. We moved out of Seattle in 2000. When Barry Sanders was playing, we always wanted to see Barry Sanders. I tell you, he was one of the most fascinating players in the NFL. And I would say he's at least in the top three of all time.
Top seven.
Nah, no Jeff way. Doesn't know anything, Russ. No. Seriously.
He doesn't.
Thank you. And that's the truth. You don't know anything. You seriously don't?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be a sports guy.
What do you mean?
Early in your life.
But
you've kind of washed your hands of it. You don't really care.
You're not
invested in Barry Sanders the way I am. Top 10 athletes. Jeff just went through his from the 90s, his formative years. I'm going to go through mine from the 60s, long, long time ago. You ready?
I'm ready.
Feel like there should be some kind of an introduction.
Well,
I guess I just
it.
Did it. Number 10 on my list, Roger Maris. Liked him when he was with the Yankees, but loved him when he got traded to the Cardinals and played right
kinda,
field.
Kind of your Mark Whitten.
The legend of Roger Maris was incredible. Broke the home run record established by Babe Ruth. Did it even though people in New York were against him doing it. The M&M boys, just the whole thing around Roger Maris. From North Dakota, just a guy trying to make a living. Basically.
And then really didn't do much for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he did okay. He was a key part of two teams that got to the World Series. You get to the World Series, you're doing something.
Right, but he wasn't. He was a shell of his former self.
Well, that's okay. But he was a good player in St. Louis. And you teamed him with Brock, Flood, and Maris in the outfield. Pretty good stuff.
Not a bad club.
No, not a bad club at all. Thank you. Number 9 on my list. That would be, let me find it here. Oh, there it is, Muhammad Ali.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he transformed sports. He
transcended sports. Is that what you're trying to say?
Everything.
Transformed,
transcended.
Did it all.
Just an incredible boxer. And then just being in the news every single day of my youth, practically, for denying enlistment to the Vietnam War. I didn't understand that stuff at the time.
No.
But it was, what a guy. Loved Muhammad Ali. Number 8 on my list, Frank Robinson. Because he was just one of those guys. I was lucky to be alive in the 60s.
Who did you hate, though, in the... Because now, you Johnny Cueto, was there a guy like that when you were a kid?
I was 10 years old.
Yeah, but there are guys I didn't like when I was a kid. I don't necessarily...
I don't remember that.
I don't really remember mine either. I'm sure I had them.
I know there's a lot of Cubs that could be on this list. You're not going to hear one.
Did you hate Billy Williams?
I couldn't stand the Cubs.
Did you hate Ron Santo?
You know, the guys I hated were... I don't know that I hated... I didn't like Glenn Beckert and Don Kessinger up the middle for the Cubs. And then the Cardinals got Don Kessinger later in his career, and I kind of liked him.
Did you hate Frank Chance back when you were growing up? And
don't be in. You're not funny.
Can I
please? I am a funny person.
That is funny.
I recognize humor. It's not working.
No, it works.
No, it doesn't. You know who I didn't like? I didn't like the Tigers in 1968. I didn't like the Red Sox in 1967.
Yeah, but you weren't paying attention.
And I didn't like the Yankees in 1964.
You weren't paying attention to the Tigers in 1968.
Oh, of course I was.
Until
I could read. I could tell you what every player in baseball, what team they were on.
All right,
absolutely.
Hold on.
I'm talking about in 1968.
No, I know. I'm going to give you.
I don't know that I could do that now, and I don't know that I could remember it. But anybody who knows me and grew up with me. That was one of my things. Look at the box scores. Give me a name, and I'll tell you what team he's on.
I'm going to try this. Let's see how far
back
you go.
But this is 100 years later.
I get it. But in 1968, who did Zoyo Versailles play for?
Minnesota Twins.
Dodgers in 68.
Well, but he was a twin.
I get it.
I'm not going to remember the exact.
I didn't know. I didn't know if he was a longtime Dodger. I know he played for the Twins. He was briefly with the Dodgers. So that's probably.
Give me another one.
All right.
You count that as a miss?
Not necessarily.
In your weird world that you live in?
Not necessarily. In 1968.
I don't want to know the year. Just ask me. Ask me what team these guys played for.
Who did Pat Corrales play for?
Philadelphia.
Really? He's a Red in 68. He did play for Philadelphia.
That's where he made his mark. That's what I associated
him
with.
He didn't ever really make a mark, so I'm even impressed that you knew.
Next.
Well, hold on,
you
man.
Won't trick me.
Sure I will.
No, I don't get tricked. I won't miss.
Who did Dennis Minkie play for?
Dennis Minkie played for the Braves.
Sure.
Keep trying.
But he was more associated with...
No, he was more associated with the Braves.
Fine.
Don't try to...
But I could do this, too, for the 90s. It wouldn't be even a challenge.
Well, you thought I couldn't do it.
Well, and give me one.
The 60s, by the way, are 50 years ago.
Right. But it's still... You were young
and I was
young.
Give me one more. These aren't household name players you're giving me.
Yeah, but
Dennis
Minkie,
nobody's heard of.
But they're guys who played and started.
Give me somebody who didn't start. I don't care. I'll knock it out of the park.
Who did Art Shamsky play for?
Mets and the Reds.
And the Reds. You're welcome.
I mean, all day long.
All right, let's go to the American League.
I'll get those. This isn't something that's challenging for me. I grew up devouring baseball box scores.
Can we get an AL
every
standing?
Morning? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Number 7 on my list, Curt Flood from the St. Louis Cardinals. Loved him. You got an American League guy you want to get?
Not yet.
Throw one out.
Hold on. I'll get there. Just give me some time.
God, how long does it take you?
It's not as easy as it looks.
Curt Flood, who changed the game in terms of free agency, but also was a heck of a player. Great center fielder, except for one misplay in 1968 on a ball hit by Jim Northrup that basically decided the World Series in Detroit's favor. But I forgive Curt Flood.
Who did Tommy McCraw play for?
Tom McCraw was mostly, I remember, they played for different teams. I remember Tom McCraw as a White Sox.
Played mostly for the White Sox.
I believe number... number 12.
I doubt it.
Tom McCraw.
I doubt that's it. It's what, Tommy McCraw. That's he never wore number 12.
Okay, but I got it, didn't
14
I?
14 mostly and other
You
other
give
numbers.
Up?
No, give me a couple.
I'll get. No, I don't want to. I'm too busy over here. Number 5, Willie Mays. A little surprised he didn't end up a little higher on the list. But I got a heck of a top 5 with Willie Mays. You want to try one more from the American
League? I'd like to hear.
If you trick me, you don't have to eat the lima beans.
I'm not going to eat lima beans anyway.
Let's go. Who is it?
Oh, give me a minute. Who did Vern Fuller play for?
Now you're going to the most obscure.
Starting second baseman on an 86-win club in 68.
Vern Fuller played for, that one I don't know. I think Houston's what came to mind.
Played for the Indians.
Vern Fuller.
Well,
please.
He was the oldest looking, he looked 75 when he was 25. He's now 75.
Number 5, I said Willie Mays. Number 4, the Big O, Oscar Robertson. And... You know, I'd never saw him play in college, which was regretful, because I would have been 3, 4, 5 years old when he was at Cincinnati. But his memory and what he did in the Missouri Valley Conference was so fresh still by the time I started going to Shocker games that everybody talked about Oscar Robertson. So he became a favorite of mine. As an NBA player with the Cincinnati Royals.
Didn't we run into him at the Final Four one year, an NCAA tournament?
Well, I didn't
tournament?
Run into him. I did a short story on him.
But he was there, right? I'm not making that up.
Number 3, Wilt Chamberlain.
Are these kind of in retrospect a little bit
No,
for
these,
you?
These guys were my... Jeff, they made the impression on me as a young kid. They were the
How
ones.
Come Vern Fuller didn't make an impression.
They
on
were
me.
The ones that created my love for sports. This is a who's who of why Bob Lutz got into sports, and why I wanted to find a career that kept me in sports. These are basically the guys outside of Wichita State basketball, and I could go through those people.
Well, is Stallworth
forever.
On your list? You better.
No,
be.
I said of pro athletes.
I didn't know that was a criteria.
Professional athletes. Now, Dave played in the NBA. And he's number 2 on my all-time list of athletes. So Dave Stallworth meant a lot to me. Number 2, Lou Brock. And number 1, Bob Gibson. That shouldn't surprise anybody.
Shouldn't. There you have it.
Those are the guys who were the stalwarts of the St. Louis Cardinals. Both Hall of Famers, both incredible players. And the reason why in the 60s the St. Louis Cardinals were the force of nature that they were.
There you go.
You'll never experience that.
What do you mean?
Three World Series in a span of five years.
My team's been good. I'm blessed.
Nah,
to be a Cleveland Indians fan.
All right, Tommy, a break is necessary. We'll come back with our final full segment of the day. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.